Singer Regina Spektor is a classically trained piano player. She emigrated to the United States from Russia when she was 9 years old. Since moving to New York, Regina Spektor has turned poet and folk singer. Critic Mikel Jolet says she made the right decision.
You've probably never heard of Regina Spektor. For a long time now, she's been a secret among friends, sequestered in the corner of some small dark cafe that you might have visited by chance one wintry night for directions or coffee. Her fragile, honest voice, piercing through the bustle of whispered conversations and espresso machines, is reminiscent of loves long lost, dreams unfollowed, and a certain playful purity of spirit to be recaptured. If only there's time to stay in the coffee shop for a while and listen.
You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first. I loved you first. Beneath the sheets of paper lies my truth. I have to go.
Spektor's latest album, Soviet Kitsch, is a full-bodied pastiche of punk rock, classical music, and her own refreshingly clear-minded take on songwriting. Her songs are filled with moving wordplay, witticisms, and an evocative narrative worthy of her fellow countryman, Chekhov. It's not that she's trying to capture lofty or literary or exalted themes, it's just that her music brings these themes to life in a familiar manner. It's a reminder of why any of these themes were ever important in the first place. Regina Spektor plays folk music with something of a punk attitude. She got her start as a member of New York's anti-folk movement, playing with a group of like-minded singer-songwriters at the Sidewalk Cafe in Greenwich Village. Like all avant-garde art, the anti-folk movement loves to flout convention. And that's the one thing that holds her music back. She does at times go a little too far into the realm of quirk for its own sake. Still, it's the same freedom of spirit which allowed the classically trained Russian piano player to follow her folk muse in the first place. From the symphony hall to the coffee shop, and with such effortlessly tender music, it may take her anywhere in the world she wants to go.
Music from Regina Spektor from her new CD, Soviet Kitsch. We also heard music from her previous CD, Songs. Reviewer Mikel Jolet is the managing editor of Filter magazine.
But not 'cause we want eternal sleep. And though our parts are slight. Rummaging.